Social media and online applications. How do we use them to our advantage and avoid the pitfalls as individuals and as businesses? Today, I'm speaking with Luba Karpova, who is online advertising expert. Let's hear out what she has to say. Luba, I'm excited to see you today at the Interesting Times podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Elena. I'm really happy to be here today.
So we'll speak about social media, and my first question is, what challenges do you observe in the use of online applications and social media today?
Well, I would say we're living in a digital era. I don't have to explain, to make a drawing about this. But what we observe today that people are not always open to it. They're a little bit frightened, or there are lots of critics as well, you know, like GDPR, cookie policies, stuff like that. But today I would rather discuss the opportunities that social media and online applications bring us, and actually how to make it to your benefit instead of taking this distance, you know, from everything which is digital.
Perfect. So then let's talk about the benefits. Can you share what are the benefits of using social media from the personal point of view?
Well, I would say it gives different opportunities, and it depends on what are you looking for. You know, in social media particularly, each platform has its own functions. Depending on, are you looking for inspiration? Are you looking to come in contact with your friends? Are you looking for maybe new contacts? I mean, you have social media, but you have also applications, digital applications with different functionalities. And so they're all made to make our life easier at the end of the day. And I would say, especially during this COVID period, it has become also more and more important. In the sense that digital applications like Zoom, or Teams, they helped us to stay in contact, you know. Yeah. Even grandparents learned how to use it in order to be in contact with their grandchildren. So I think generally people would have to see this online world out there as a world of possibilities and not as threats, you know.
You're bringing up a very important point that, you know, the digital world is becoming as crucial as the physical one. And in order to use it to our own benefit, we should show curiosity, we should learn how it works, we should be aware. And that will allow us to focus on the good points and to protect ourselves and our children. And probably we should get used to the fact that the digital is the new norm, and we should be okay with showing part of ourselves in the digital world to once again use it for our advantage, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we are talking about this social media responsibility. You have social responsibility, but we have the social media responsibility as well, because it's there and we need to use it in a good way. That's how would I summarize it, yeah.
Perfect. So now that we've looked at the personal tips, let's talk about businesses. Why should businesses use social media?
Again, social media and online applications, because the world of digital applications and online possibilities is really very, very wide. You have very modern companies. They are kind of industry leaders, you know, you can learn from them. Then there are companies who are in transition period. They want to go, you know, step forward with their digitalization, but of course it needs time. It's also a mental click that they have to make. It's not always easy. There is also this mentality of doing businesses in old fashioned ways, just because it worked. It always worked, you know, and you have a certain sales culture, and it's really difficult to come in that and at once change everything. I think it has to go step by step. Start with a checklist. The company needs maybe a website, you know, to tell the world about who you are. The website has to be functional and mobile. And why? Because I think the first time people come in touch with your company will be through looking up through their smartphone. Even if it's in a B2B environment, you know, it will be more over 60%. It will be for sure people who are, who Googled you probably, they came in touch with your website. Oh, they found you interesting. If it's a, if it's a buyer or potential client, he will get back to his office and he will Google you again on his desktop. And there he will, you know, make some profound research. Yeah. But touch point will be probably your smartphone, just because you're looking it up. That's why companies, that those are little obvious things that everyone should know and take into consideration. If you are making advertising for your company, well, yeah, you think of mobile formats because that's where people find you at most, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's important to know what each advertising platform offer can offer, you know. We have different kind of products and ways of communication in on online channels. We have Google, YouTube, which is part of Google. It's also important to understand that those two belong together, because it makes then towards expectations and campaigns, you can also, you know, if you know how it works and that it's keyword based, it helps you to define what type of information you can put there. Then you have, for example, Facebook with different placements, as Instagram and their other placements, where you can work more about demographics and interests, but you cannot target people on based on keywords, the products that they're looking for.
Okay.
It's different type of targeting. So you have to see like what type of message, how you customize your message and who you will be able to reach there. There is also really lots of possibilities of banner campaigns on relevant websites as well. It goes usually through media buyers and through bigger like really media partners. Maybe it's more interesting to find your clients there, and to be aware of that as an extra channel than focusing on Facebook and Instagram, just because everyone is using these channels. Also, if your company producing, for instance, cycling equipment or running shoes or whatsoever, you should be on Strava. Strava is social media for sport people, you know? It's really made for it. That's an important channel, and you have to be aware that that exists. There are also possibilities to advertise on dating apps like Tinder, you know, and it's also a possibility. You have to know that possibility exists. You need to know your business and you need to know the world of possibilities. Even if you don't know how it works in detail, you have agencies and specialists for that, you know. But you have to know how it works. We're talking recently about this question of e-commerce in Belgium, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, our conclusion was that they're really, like, e-commerce is obviously booming in Belgium, which is great. There are many local initiatives about that. It's really, really amazing. What we also see that it's really pricey as well for companies to develop their own e-shops, you know.
I can vouch for that with my chocolate shop in the past.
Yeah. But luckily, there are also marketplaces that you can use to, you know, to sell your product that provide you already a certain base, actually, without without that you have to invest yourself. And I think that it's a way, just knowing that there is something there. There is also tools like Shopify, for example, that enables you also to build a certain backend of your website that you don't have to develop yourself, but it's mm-hmm. already there. Just like you have to pay your like yearly price for it. So that's why it's important that you have this kind of top line view as a marketeer or CEO or digital person in the company. Just to know, like, okay, those are the options. We pick three for us because they're the mm-hmm. most important and price efficient, and they will have the best return on investment. Online world will help you to connect with your potential customers, to create communities. That's also something mm-hmm. which is also, it's really a trend. People want to find like-minded, you know. Also, because of COVID, lots of people have found themselves a little bit like in solitude. So communities help to connect, and you need to find where your communities are. It's not only for commercial companies, it's also for public services, you know. I've mm-hmm. noticed over the past year really like some examples of applications, but also from advertising campaigns who were organized by the cities, different cities, for example, to promote their, you know, cultural activities and stuff like that, to make people mm-hmm. come outside. I really loved, for example, Ostende was the first town, or the first city to come up with a TikTok tour. And okay. the TikTok tour, yeah, they made a few installations in the city, and it was outside. Mm-hmm. So you could, you know, come and visit outside. And they partnered with a few influencers who have a huge reach among young people, which is really good because it attracts this, you know, young public, not mm-hmm. only people who would maybe go to, you know, to fancy restaurants or stuff like yeah. that, but really who come and visit their city, who will have grab a coffee, have a waffle, you know, very casual young visitors. So they did really great campaign about that. So TikTok Ostende, even this hashtag on TikTok, it's booming thanks to this campaign. Then we had other cities who followed. Yeah, we had another city, Knokke also, they have, they made, it's really super, super cool, a bicycle ride on Strava in the shape of heart. So you can really, nice. Yeah, and you can download this route, you know, and you can go and cycle around, and it's at the seaside and the perfect thing to do like a couple, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really lovely, and it's been, they thought about it, and it's this way of, you know, having fun, making it creative. Also, like there is for cities, there is this application which is called Hoplish. It's for neighborhoods, so you can create your, it's an app, and you create your neighborhood. It's like Facebook for neighbors, you know.
Okay.
But then what is really cool in that app, you can ask someone to, I don't know, look after your cat or find a babysit, or if you have some old stuff to give, you can also put it there. Or
okay.
And cities are starting to communicate there as well about local markets, about the work, construction on the road that they will have and stuff like that. And that's really, this is the way to show this evolution, you know? It's... Mm-hmm. These applications are free for use. They are there. It's a matter of creativity of your marketing manager, who will who is open to this type of advertising and communication, and who is eager to try out. And also in social media and online advertising, the key to success is to fail fast. If something doesn't work, I mean, it's not like printed campaign, like, you know, in folders and stuff like that. No, that's the past. You can adapt really easily to trends. It's just like adapting the message and the visual, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a fast way to communicate. And if you do it in a smart way, you can really achieve a great success. I think it's really important to take it into consideration. I would also say, maybe from the point of businesses, what a pitfall can be as well, that
yes, please do.
When people are thinking of a new like brand activation, you know, they want to launch a new product or promote something like new service, mm-hmm. and they start thinking in an old-fashioned way, like, okay, we'll do probably some folders and catalogs, we'll do some bannering, street bannering, stuff like that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, and then they think, oh yeah, they're also online channels, so probably let's do something there based on the campaign that we already have. But what you forget, again, that's the fact that the online mechanics, they probably work differently. So maybe if you think that digital touch points are important for you, start thinking about these digital touch points first, and what you're going to do there for your community to connect dots, you know, to how will you... activate your brand there in the first place, mm-hmm. and then you can make some derivatives, you know, that will go on the street. So that's something which is also we also really observe and see. So I would say,
but this is exciting. It looks like social media is becoming a way to bring people together, and also, because of the pandemic, is becoming a way to create new experiences, right? Because the things we can do in the pandemic are quite limited, but social media is creating a new ways for us to connect digitally and also physically outside. And businesses, they should use these opportunities to target the audiences they need through the specific online applications or platforms that are relevant for them. Mm-hmm. And can you recommend which websites could... companies use to stay up to date with digital innovation in Belgium and abroad?
Yeah, let me think. So there are different websites, international or national. Mm-hmm. I would say in Dutch, we have a very interesting newspaper, I would say, online news blog. It's called blovi.be. Mm-hmm. And you can subscribe to this newsletter, which comes every Monday into your mailbox. And it showcases the most interesting and innovative cases in Flanders. So you will get their startups, you will have the best practices, also usually using some trends and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. They also have their podcasts on similar topics as well about digital a lot about digitalization. So for me, it's an interesting source to see what's happening in Belgium, you know, where the companies, what new directions companies choose in digital way. Then there is also a Dutch website, frankwatching.com. And it's quite interesting because next to the company cases, I would say, they also have lots of trainings. So you can follow short trainings to be on track with a particular topic or a social media channel or online channel. It can be different things from SEO, from apps, to let's say really particularly the algorithm of Facebook or Instagram in terms of content posting, working with influencers, stuff like that. So, and then we have also, of course, international ones like TechCrunch. TechCrunch, you will find the craziest things and trends from the global perspective, I would say. It's also really interesting. Social Media Today, that's an American channel as well. And it's really very technical and specific of what's going on, really like very technical tips and tricks and possibilities on what's happening on social media. So there I'm speaking of Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, this type of advertising. And in French, blogdumodérateur.com is also quite an interesting website with the industry news.
Luba, and what about, you know, cybersecurity? How do we make sure that when we use social media and online applications, we are safe?
Well, that's also basically part of the knowledge and education that you have to have. Probably many of you have noticed already that lots of websites, social media and accounts ask you for two-factor authentication. It's not like it has been invented just like this. We all know that Facebook has been accused of data breaches and data leaks. Other companies as well. We hear daily that there are, you know, hackers everywhere who are trying to hack our government systems, stuff like that. That's the reason why all these companies, they try really to come up with solutions to protect our data, to protect, you know, your account, my account. And it's not always really very practical in use, but it is really important. This type of control is important for your cyber security at the end. I will also give an example. Last year we built a free service for children to help them with their homework online because of COVID. Obviously, it's called magikietsvragen.be. And there was a very important question about security as well, is how to provide a certain quality and how to assure that no people with bad intentions would be, you know, subscribing as volunteer. So what we did, we choose to use It's Me authentication system, which was built for online banking in Belgium. So all people who want to register on that platform to become volunteer to help children, they will go through this authentication process and we will have control about, you know, people coming there. So that's an example of using something which is already existing, which is there to the benefit of the others and of the society and yourself, because you're protecting. And that's a very clear, very simple example. I will also maybe give an example of Ransom Harelbeke. That's a company who's been hacked about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. By a cyber attack. So they probably, if I'm not mistaken, they even don't know where the hackers were from. They had to pay a great ransom of a couple of 10,000 euros to get access, to get back the access to their facilities, because mm-hmm. all their processes, they are actually selling supplies for bakeries, business to business. They are a big producer in that industry. Their whole production, they have super ultra modern sites. Everyone is order picking and everything is modernized, and it's going through one software. That software was hacked. So okay. imagine the impact. For several weeks, they were not be able to produce. Their internet was down, everything. So for the previous 2 years, Ransom Harelbeke, they were on the news with that. They invested in high cyber security applications, and they are doing it day to day in order to protect their company, in order to protect their data, passwords, stuff like that. It's been constantly updated in order to avoid things like that again. And even our Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, he was there also to congratulate them with their progress, because they are also, they're giving really example, and they're making success, and they're giving example to other companies to do so. Mm-hmm. And my point in this story is, if as a person or if as a company, you're putting, you know, your head in the sand as an ostrich, well, it will hit hard, you know, if something yeah. happens. If you are aware of the threats, well, you will also make take some steps to either use it to your advantage or to use some precaution to avoid things to happen.
True. You know, thank you very much. This was a very insightful conversation, because as a millennial myself, I thought, okay, I'm quite digitally savvy, but after speaking with you, I understand that I have a lot to learn, actually. And even I myself...
Like what, for example? I'm really curious.
Like this website that you're recommending, I think that's the first thing I'm going to check after this podcast, to see what are the things to stay on top of the digital trends and what to do. And as you know, as Burgundia, we are developing our LinkedIn page. So definitely, I think there we'll also use your advice to see how we can build a community and reach out to more people. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that to those who are listening to this podcast episode, whether as an individual or as a business, there will be lots of valuable advice on how to approach social media and online applications, how to learn how they work, and how to use them to your benefit, depending on what your goals are. So I want to thank you very much for speaking with me today and sharing all this wisdom. And I'm looking forward to speak with you soon again.
Thank you, Elena. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.